So when you were working, how long would you stay out at sea?
Oh, good question. In the oil business?
Yeah.
It varies to your location. Right. And I've worked all kinds of schedules. I've worked day for day, 30 days on, 30 days off, or mm-hmm. 2 weeks on, 2 weeks off, or 3 weeks on, 1 week off, or 3 months on, 1 month off, which is tough.
Yeah. So
can you imagine going to work, like, you know, when I was doing 3 months on, 1 month off, I was working in North Africa. Hmm. So, and I got a young family. A baby, you know, that's 1 year old, and another baby that's just a couple months old.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm leaving home, and I'd be gone for 3 months in North Africa.
Yeah.
Come home for a month, and go away again for another 3 months.
Yeah, and you'd be pretty much out of contact for those 3 months.
Yeah. Well, we do have, we had back in the old days, we had single sideband radio,
mm-hmm.
which was amazing. You know, 10,000 watt linear amplifier. It looked like a major big rectangular box where you'd actually call up a WOO, whatever. I feel with it, you know, on the East Coast to West Coast, you call by shortwave radio.
Yeah, sure.
And you get a hold of them, and then they would make a phone patch to your home. And you could talk, but you would talk like this. You would say, how is everything doing? Over. And then they would throw a switch, and then the people on the phone line would talk and say, everything is fine, over,
yeah.
And then a switch would be thrown. So, and everybody in the world could listen to your conversation.
Okay, yeah.
It's just a single sideband radio.
Right, right.
I remember one time I called my wife up in 1981. I asked her, how's everything going? And she just cried for 3 minutes, you know, how the we were living in a house that was built in 1786, and I had just put a wood coal furnace in the basement before I left, and she couldn't keep the coal fire burning because of the couldn't get the draft, you know, the same water column draft that you could get for wood.
Yeah.
So she spent all I did was listen to my wife cry for 3 to 4 minutes talking about how she couldn't get the coal furnace going, and how she was father was in on the north side of the house stuffing rags in the walls to keep the wind out. Yeah, you know, the house was built in like 1786, and we were restoring it.
Wow.
So that was Michelle and my daughter Michelle and Heather. I mean, they're babies, and I had a young wife from England,
mm-hmm.
who didn't have a soul in the world for, you know, her family was all in England, but her father and mother would come over to help out.
Mm.
But it was hard life. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But there that was the communication. Communication,
right.
If you did call home, was a big deal, and was single sideband radio. Either that or was mail, you know, snail mail.
Yeah.
And snail mail would just like drive you crazy because it might take months for the mail to catch up with you.
Mm-hmm.
Literally months. Or the mail might be, the old mail bag was sent to the wrong port, and
right.
you get a message from a sister ship saying, hey, we saw your mail bag in the east coast of Spain, and you're over in wherever,
yeah,
you know, so yeah, your mail would eventually catch up with you. So you're definitely isolated.